Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. This week's Parshas, Parshas Mishpatim. It also is, by the way, the first of the four special Parshas that we read before and after Purim, so it's Parshas Shkolim. But we're going to focus a little bit on Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim starts off with the mitzvah of Eved Ivri, the Jewish slave, someone who perhaps stole and doesn't have enough money to pay back, or whatever the case is, and he goes and it's more like a lease, but he has to work for his master for 6 years. After 6 years, he's supposed to go free. If he doesn't want to go free, he says, I love my master, I love the environment that I'm in, I want to continue, then he can continue until the Jubilee year. But at that stage, the master must take him to the doorpost and pierce his ear. Why? So a famous idea, because Rashi brings it as well, that he became a slave and really shouldn't have become a slave. It's not good to become a slave to someone else, because says the Chazal that Oizen Sheshom al Har Sinai, the ear that heard at Har Sinai, that Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, that the Jewish people are slaves to Hashem, and this person went and he acquired his own master, so he deserves for his ear to be pierced. So the famous question on this is the following: if the Aveira, if the sin is that he went and acquired a master for himself and didn't trust in Hashem and only be completely surrendered as a servant of Hashem, then why does his ear get pierced only after the 6 years and not right away? As soon as he becomes a slave, he should be punished for that. But no, only if after the 6 years he doesn't want to go free and remains a slave, that's when he gets the punishment. What's the story? So there's a beautiful idea which is elaborated on in a very novel way by the Baba Rebbe, not currently, but the one of the earlier Baba Rebbes called the Gedushas Tzion. And this is brought down in the Sari Alofim, who I quote sometimes, and he says the following. This is a very novel, creative idea, and it brings out a very strong point. It says that the Bala Turim in this week's parasha says, and the Bala Turim often does this, when he sees an expression in a pasuk, he will mention that this expression is mentioned a few other times in Tanakh or Chumash, whatever. So just after the Eved Ivri, after the Jewish slave, there's an expression about a Jewish maidservant that has different halachas, and it says in the Torah, Loi seitze ketseis ha'avodim. You shouldn't go out like the regular slaves do. Loi seitze ketseis ha'avodim, like the regular slaves do. Then there's another pasuk which also has the word ketseis. Ketseis Moshe el ha'el. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes out of the tent. The Chumash is talking about the different things that would happen when Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the tent, come back, and so on. And then there's a pasuk in Tanakh that says, Ketseis Hashemesh Bigvurosoi, when the sun comes out with its strength. Unrelated psukim, all three have the word ketseis. So the Kedushas Tzion says, what's the connection between these three psukim? He says the following. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us, a famous Gemara, that L'osi Lovei Mashiach will come, the notions of the world will come and complain to Hashem and say, listen, why are you redeeming and having favor to the Jewish people? Should have given us the mitzvahs. So if you would have given us the mitzvahs, maybe we would have kept it. So Hashem responds to them. This is what the Gemara says. Hashem responds to them, I've got a very easy mitzvah for you to keep. The mitzvah of sukkah. So each one goes and makes a sukkah on top of his roof. And Hashem brings out the sun, a very burning hot sun, and becomes very uncomfortable to sit in the sukkah. And they just kick the sukkah and they go out. So the question is, what do you mean? We know that a yid sits in the sukkah, and his mitztair, he has pain for sitting in the sukkah. It's raining, or maybe it's unbearably hot, whatever the case is. He's absolved from the sukkah, and he may leave the sukkah. So what's the difference? They say the difference is very, very clear. The description in the Gemara of the person who doesn't really care about mitzvahs, going out of the sukkah, he just wants the mitzvah for a reward, or whatever the case is, he goes out of the sukkah as if he's happy. He kicks the sukkah. To heck with the sukkah. We're going out of the sukkah. A yid who's sitting in the sukkah and wants to be makai in the mitzvah of sukkah, but he's very, very uncomfortable, and the Shulchan Aruch tells him it is absolved from the mitzvah of sukkah, he goes out, but reluctantly. There's a reluctance to go out. It goes up humbly, with humility, reluctantly. Unfortunately, I can't do the mitzvah of sukkah. So he says, what's the difference? He says, the difference is, how do you serve Hashem? Do you serve Hashem as a slave or a child? A slave is bound by the master's orders and just has to listen. Whenever he can get out of it, he does. As the Chazal's expression is, avda behefkeira nichale. An eved, a slave, really just wants to be permissive. But he knows he can't. He's got to listen to the master, otherwise he's in trouble. A child who really respects his parents wants to do the will of the parent. He wants to connect with the parent. That's a different way of serving Hashem. So the eved is like the one who kicks the sukkah. As soon as he can get out of it, boom, we're done. The child who serves Hashem like a child, he wants to do the mitzvahs, he goes out, he's upset. Says the Kedusha Tzion, and now we say the three psukim. It says, Ketzeis Moshe el ha'oil. When Moshe Rabbeinu went out of the oil, which could be interpreted when a yid, Moshe Rabbeinu represents the yidden, goes out of his sukkah to where he goes to the oil, to where he's living. He goes out of the sukkah to where he lives. Why? Because he's uncomfortable when the other ketzeis hashemesh bigvurasai, when the sun comes out very, very strongly. Says the pasuk, loiseitse ketzeis avodim. Yes, you can go out of the sukkah, but don't go out like the other slaves do. Don't go out by kicking the sukkah and being happy that you're able to go out. That's the difference. So therefore, we can explain also in our parasha. There's a very, very big difference between a slave who sells himself because he fell on hard times, or the slave 6 years later when he wants to remain a slave. Both are wrong. Anytime a yid becomes a slave to another person, it's wrong because our master is only Hashem. But the first slave is like the child. Nebuch, he was on hard times. He doesn't want to become a slave. But he didn't have a choice, so to speak. And he couldn't afford, he couldn't have bread to eat. So he sells himself as a slave. And Hashem forgives him because, you know, Nebuch, he was kind of forced into it. It's wrong. Could have controlled himself, but he didn't. But we understand. But when 6 years later, when he has opportunity to go out, and suddenly says, no, I quite like being a slave. I love my master. I love this environment. And I want to stay on. Then says Hashem, you want to just reject it? You're not doing it reluctantly. You actually want to become a slave? That's when you need the punishment of the ear being pierced. So there's such a different thing, and I'll just connect it with something else, which has got to do with the next week's parasha. Sorry, not next week's parasha. A few weeks from now, Kisiso, when we read about the Egel Hazov. And I once saw a word like this, the Egel Hazov, the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu knew about it. He knew about it on the mountain. Hashem told him, your people have served the golden calf. They're terrible. They've forsaken me. I want to destroy them. And Moshe Rabbeinu on the mountain argues with Hashem and he gets him to forgive them. And he says, no, how can you do that? I don't want to be the nation. I want the Eden to survive. All the things. Suddenly, when Moshe comes back down the mountain and he sees them serving the golden calf, and he gets angry and he throws out the luchas and he breaks the luchas. He breaks the Ten Commandments. He breaks the tablets. What's the difference? So I saw once that the difference is in one vart. If you look at when Moshe Rabbeinu came down the mountain and he sees the Jewish people serving the golden calf, there's one word that gives it away. It says, Vayar Esho Egel. He saw the golden calf, Vehamecholos, and the dancing. On the mountain when Hashem told him the Jews are serving the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, they probably didn't mean to. They're just worried. They got anxious because I'm not coming back. They miscalculated. Of course, they're doing the wrong thing. But you can't really blame them. They really, you know, they've been through a lot and so on and so on and so forth. But he thought for sure they did it, but they did it so reluctantly. When he came down the mountain, he saw, no. They're actually enjoying this. They celebrate. They're dancing around the golden calf. Then he got upset and he threw the luchos because he thought that's something that's very hard to redeem. And that we can learn, by the way, the opposite direction. Now, we serve Hashem, when we do mitzvahs, we shouldn't do it reluctantly. The importance of simcha, showing that it's really who we are, that we want to do a mitzvah because we love it, not because it's a burden, but because it's a vehicle to become part of Hashem. And that's part of this whole idea that we serve Hashem as children with simcha and willingness to be connected to Hashem. That's it for today, and everyone should have a wonderful week and a wonderful Shabbos.